When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Back here at the Treasure Chest Casino as we get ready for Thursday Night Football, 7 o'clock. We got the Lions taking on the Packers tonight. Come on in, place your bets at the Sportsbook right next to us. We're inside the Game Bar and Grill. Happy to welcome in now Super Bowl champ and Saints pregame and postgame host Scott Shanley. Scott, how you been doing, man? How was your Thanksgiving?
Hey, I'm doing good. Thanksgiving was great. Anytime you get the family together and the kids together, watch some football and hang out and chat, it's always good.
Scott, before we get into the NFL stuff, I'm going to ask you about, you know, yesterday was National Signing Day in college football and how the landscape has so dramatically changed. Brian Kelly, he bucked like a bad mule about getting involved with this kind of pay-for-play. And, that's not how I'm going to build a team. I'm going to do it through high school recruiting and all this. That didn't last too long. How this has changed so dramatically throughout the years and recruiting, and it is whoever got the bucks are going to get the top players. I think that's become evident today.
Yeah, there's no question. NIL has dramatically changed college football. And I think, you know, honestly, it's really taken away from signing day. You know, there was a time in the past where you would go through those signees, those 20 kids, and you'd look at their profiles or their bios, and you would most of them you would watch go from freshman to junior, senior year, and you would kind of follow them. And I feel like now that – you know, most people don't even pay attention to who signs out of high school because they're like, you know what, 75% of these kids are going to be in the portal anyway at some point. So it's almost like people don't really care about the initial signings. It's exciting for a little bit. But I think in this day and age, you know, I was talking to a college coach, and he's now in the NFL because he got out of college ball. He just hated what NIL did because he said, listen, if I have a kid who's a backup, he's going to hit the portal because he wants to play. If I have a kid who's a starter, he's going to go test the portal to see how much money he can get. He's like, it puts college coaches in a weird position the way the NIL landscape has changed college football for those guys.
Yes, damn if you do, damn if you don't. The transformation we see, Steve Gallagher like this, because Zach Bond, what he's done for the Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, he was a bit player here with the Saints, played a lot of special teams. All of a sudden now, he's a star player for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I do know Bob and I's old buddy, Vic Fangio, he knew how to use him. And how unusual is that to see a guy who was really, he wasn't a starter by any stretch, and he wasn't even the first guy off the bench. And to develop like this, right place, right time, right scheme.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, for one, Zach's in the prime of his career. A lot of times guys really hit the prime of their career after their fourth year. 3 or 4 years, you start learning the game, you start learning those things, and it's all about opportunity. And I think for Zach, you know, he was pegged as this edge rusher. Well, that's all he can do. The only thing he can do is edge rush. So he has to set the edge of the line of scrimmage or he can rush the passer. And I think in New Orleans, that's all they really utilize him for. And credit to Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know what it is about Philly and free agents. They somehow are one of the only teams that gets free agents to play better when they go there, especially when it's Saints players. I mean, Malcolm went there, was an all-pro safety. And you look at Zach, and I think credit to them for realizing that he had more of a skill set than what, you know, they did in New Orleans. And I think that's really what it comes down to. And, you know, a little bit of it, I can relate with Zach because when I was in Dallas, we played the 3-4, and I didn't fit 3-4 that well, what Coach Parcells had me doing. got traded to a 4-3 defense in New Orleans. I ended up being a starter for a number of years and playing weak side linebacker. So a lot of times your career can be dictated by what type of fit and what coach is seeing you and the opportunities they're giving you to do. So credit to those guys. They're giving Zach an opportunity to make a lot of plays.
Scott, what you brought up, it popped in my head. The Jets didn't think Jonathan Vilma was that good, and they dealt him off to the Saints. Maybe the best trade in the history of this franchise to get Jonathan Vilma for a couple draft picks when the Jets said, you know, he doesn't fit well here. We're going to send him off.
Yeah, and he did fit well. He did fit in New York, and JB would be the first to tell you, like, I hated playing inside back in that 3-4 because, you know what, he wasn't built to do that. And his skill set didn't get to be exposed. It'd be no different than if you took a tremendous edge rusher and tried to make him be a stand-up linebacker. He would struggle. It's all about finding what your players do well and putting them in position to succeed. And the Jets were, you know, they said, we're going to run a 3-4 no matter what. And you either fit in or fit out. And they traded Jonathan. He was a great fit for what we were doing schematically under Greg Williams in our 4-3 defense, and our multiple packages. And the success we had would never have happened. You're right. Without Vilma there and what he brought to our defense and his football IQ and his ability to get us in and out of audibles on defense, especially in the Super Bowl against Manning, it was unparalleled.
Scott, when you look at this Saints squad right now, they're not out of it by any means right now in this wild NFC South. The Falcons and the Buccaneers sitting 6-6, Saints 4-8. The chances of them, you know, being able to overtake both of those teams is unlikely, but still possible. But what are something that you're looking forward to from this team in this final 5-game stretch for them? What do you want to see this team close out?
Yeah, I just, you know, there's a lot of guys who, you know, quietly have had good years that, you know, stayed healthy. You know, Peyton Turner, he stayed healthy as long as he could. There's a lot of guys like Peyton. Kendre Miller will be back, I think, at some point. He's a guy that you haven't seen much of. So there's guys on this roster that you need to see, are they going to be in our future or even next year? You know, short-term plans, long-term plans. So you're watching those individual efforts. Trevor Penning has had a heck of a year compared to, you know, he was a big concern coming out of training camp. So you continue to watch those young players because obviously it's a organization is going to go through some change this offseason, we assume, unless Coach Rizzi takes over. But even if Coach Rizzi gets the job because they win a bunch of games to end this year, there's still going to be change, you know, with assistant coaches. So I think what I'm looking for is these young guys, the guys who are the cornerstones of the organization, no matter who the head coach is, no matter who the OC and DC are, just kind of watching their development and progress because – you know, Atlanta gave you a gift last week and you just didn't take advantage of it, which was unfortunate because you could have really jumped back into this NFC South race. Now I think you're at about maybe a 5-7% chance to actually win it. You're going to need a lot of help. But there's still some things to watch for as the season ends going into next year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Scott, you look at the NFC North, and it's unprecedented in NFL history. There's never been three teams in a division at this early stage that have nine wins or more. I mean, you say, whoa. At one time, you know, you had one good team out of that, maybe the Packers, because the Lions, they were bad for so long. The Bears had a little bit of a run, but not much. The Vikings, they've been riding a roller coaster. So the Packers been a consistent team because – you know, they went from Favre to Rodgers, and now they got Jordan Love. But now you got three in one division. That's remarkable to me today. And I think a lot of people don't kind of grasp just how difficult that is to have nine wins or more for three teams this early in the season.
Yeah, it is crazy. And, you know, as good as the Lions have been playing, and they would be my pick to go to the Super Bowl of the NFC. I know they're banged up right now, but heck, they're not even a lock to win their division. I mean, the Vikings are right on their heels. They play the Packers tonight on a Thursday night game. So as good as the Lions have played this year, and they're kind of everybody's NFC favorite to go to the Super Bowl, they may not even win the division. So they have to finish the season strong despite all the injuries. Those teams have played a lot of really good football. LaFleur's done a heck of a job. The Packers organization has kind of been the blueprint for what you do at the quarterback position. You just draft guys, hold them around, let them learn, and hopefully they can take off. And in those 2, 3, or 4 years that are on your roster, you don't like what you see, you draft another one. And so I think that's why the Packers have had a lot of success. And then you'd be hard-pressed to not say O'Connell with the Vikings as the coach of the year, him or Sean Payton. I mean, what they've done with their quarterback position going into this season, it's been remarkable what the Vikings have been able to do. I thought they would be one of the worst teams in their division. And every week they just find a way to win.
Scott, the thing that has changed in the NFL, and maybe you can tell the fans, at the off linebacker position today and how that has dramatically changed. Now I see, you know, in scouting players, unless you can rush the quarterback, they all look like pumped up safeties. Okay, they're not the 240-pound guy. They're more the 225 to 230 guy, and some of them, I don't know if they're even 225. How that has dramatically changed because the offense has spread you out. If I'm offensively seeing that, you trying to do it, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to run the damn ball at you. Because you know what? You got smaller, and I can play big boy football against you.
There's no question. I think everything comes full circle because of that. You know, for early 2000s, you had 4-3 and 3-4 defense meant something because you were playing against 21 personnel or 12 personnel with a fullback or two tight ends on the field. And you don't see that as much. It's a lot of 11 personnel with one back, one tight end, three receivers. Well, when you get in those formations, you better get into nickel type or dime type defenses. And you're right. The tweener guys who used to be laughed at during the draft process, like, we don't know what to do with you. Those guys are now getting drafted. The big safeties, the undersized linebackers who can move, and then if your skill set is rushing the passer, we're going to put you up on the edge of the line of scrimmage in passing situations. I always laugh because Micah Parsons, heck, he's one of the best defensive players in the league, and Penn State, even in college, couldn't figure out he could rush the passer. He was an off-the-ball linebacker. So some of these guys, it's about putting them in position. The game in the NFL is always about matchups. And you always match up based on what the offense is doing. But I do agree with you. There's going to come a time where everybody's going to have a fullback back on their roster, and they're going to play some big boy bully ball, and the defense is going to have to adjust.
Looking at the Saints again, Cam Jordan has been selected for the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award for the Black and Gold. Just what was Cam like to be around in the locker room, because we know how much fun this guy is with the media, and we see the work he's doing in the community. Just seems to be this constant ball of energy, and I just wonder how he's able to maintain that.
Yeah, I mean, Cam is the same guy now that he was when they drafted him, and he has a fountain of youth about him, a smile that just invigorates the room, and great in any locker room. And I'll never forget when they drafted Cam, and we were sitting in the linebackers meeting room, and Joe Vitt, who'd been in the league for 30 years, and he looks at us dead serious, the linebackers, the veteran guys, he says, "Guys, did we mess up drafting this guy?" And we're like, "What are you talking about, Joe?" He's like, "He's just always messing around. He never takes anything serious." And we're like, "Well, Joe, that's just Cam, but watch the tape. Look what he's doing in practice. He's rushing the passer. He's stopping the run. And that's just Cam. I mean, he's able to be a highly productive football player. While, you know, some people are like, well, he's not taking it serious. He's ultra competitive. And I think Cam's just one of those special players who his ability, and I said this, you know, probably 5, 6, 7 years ago in his prime when he was really double-digit sacks and coming on. Like, he wasn't just about rushing the passer. He stopped the run equally well as well. And now he's the all-time sack leader in Saints franchise history with all those great players. Look at the Dome Patrol. But, yeah, Cam is Cam, and he's going to be that way. He's going to make a great media personality when it's all said and done, that's for sure.
No question about it, Scott. Scott, last question for you is, you see the rookie quarterbacks, the impact they've had. And I say this often, what we saw with C.J. Stroud last year is a bit of an anomaly. You don't normally see a rookie quarterback that he plays like a veteran. And then this year, we see it with Jaden Daniels, with the Commanders. How Sean has kind of reined in Bo Nix and how efficient he has been with the Broncos. Caleb Williams has played like a rookie. Some games good, some bad. I'm surprised, too. Drake May, over the last few weeks, he's played pretty doggone good, too. And in your time, you rarely saw a rookie that could get in there and make that type of impact that quickly. It was the learning curve. Now you're seeing a guy like Daniels come into this league and you say, that guy's just a rookie playing today? And how big of a jump that is from college football to the NFL?
Yeah, I think a lot of these guys are more prepared. Now, there's a huge difference between college offenses and the NFL offense, but there's also a lot of carryover too. And I think more than ever, you even go back to high school now, like teams are running spread offense. So a lot of these quarterbacks have been prepped for the ability to make NFL throws because of the offenses they've been running. It doesn't really surprise me that a lot of these guys play early. A lot of, you know, you want to protect them, because I think if you get a guy hit too many times early in his career, it can speed up their clock and damage their rhythm and timing. But I always say it's not so much the first year. I think you can do some good things the first year. I always judge a guy by their second year, because now teams throughout the league have had a whole offseason to study your weaknesses. Now, how do you play in that sophomore year to see, you know, when everybody knows what your strengths and weaknesses are? I think that's when you can kind of identify whether or not you hit a home run on the quarterback or not. But, you know, more and more, they are drafting guys and saying, you're playing, because the NFL rookie scale has changed dramatically. So you want to find out right away whether or not you hit a home run on your draft pick. And a lot of these teams and fans want to see those guys out there playing early.
Always great stuff, Scott. Appreciate your time. Have a good one, my man.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Yep, no problem. Take care.
Saints Super Bowl champion and pregame and postgame analyst for them, Scott Shanley, joining us there.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.